Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Approximately one child in 20 will have a breath-holding attack. Anthony Zehetner from the Children's Hospital at Westmead in Sydney, Australia, has reviewed the evidence on iron supplementation to see if this can help with such attacks.
Breath-holding attacks are reproducible events brought on by a noxious stimulus. The child holds their breath, they might become pale or blue in the face and lips, and in some cases fall unconscious. Some children will start twitching or jerking due to the shortage of oxygen. 2 in every 3 children who have breath-holding attacks have several episodes per day. Although the attacks usually stop completely by the age of 7 years, they are distressing for parents and carers and provoke frequent presentations to health services. Iron supplementation has been suggested as a means of reducing the frequency or severity of breath-holding attacks for at least 50 years, with an association having been found between the treatment of iron deficiency anemia and the cessation of breath-holding attacks. Iron is also involved in some aspects of the body's functioning, which might be related to the underlying causes for these attacks. We did our Cochrane systematic review to examine the research which investigated whether iron supplementation actually makes a difference. We searched widely, with no limitations for language, country, or publication date, and found 6 potentially relevant studies. 2 of these satisfied our quality criteria for inclusion in the review. There were 67 children in a study from Jordan and 20 in the other study from India. When we combined their results, we found that a daily elemental iron dose of 5 mg per kilogram for 3 months substantially reduced the number of breath-holding attacks and their severity. About half the children in the iron group stopped having attacks compared to none in the placebo group. When we looked at whether the attacks stopped completely or simply reduced in frequency or severity, we found that more than 90% of the children allocated to iron experienced an improvement. The children in the 2 studies generally had a low hemoglobin level of 9 grams per deciliter, and there seemed to be a relationship between improvement in a child's hemoglobin values and benefits on their breath-holding attacks. But iron may still be of benefit in non-iron deficient populations, and we discuss this in more detail in the Cochrane review. Iron was well tolerated. None of the children developed any adverse effects, which meant that they had to stop taking it. In summary, we would recommend that a daily dose of 5 mg per kilogram of oral elemental iron should be tried for 3 months in any child with breath-holding attacks to see if it has benefits for them. On a larger scale, further studies are needed to determine if iron should be continued for longer, for example, until the child outgrows their breath-holding attacks.
Anthony's review is available in full at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll find the updated versions if additional research is done.